The Working Member, September 18. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. It is a most solemn thing to represent to the world the character of Christ. Wherever this is done, by whomever it is done, there is seed sown unto eternal life. Whatever you may see others doing that your judgment convicts you as being unseemly for a Christian, see to it that you never do the same things yourself. Never grieve the heart of Jesus, who has borne your sins and carried your sorrows. Serve God in meekness and lowliness of heart. The Lord loves you, and just as long as you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you will walk securely. It is essential that every soul that names the name of Christ should make straight paths for his feet. Why? Lest the lame be turned out of the way. It is a terrible, terrible thing to give a soul a wrong example, and to lead him in a crooked course by the way in which you may walk. We shall soon stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not to have our cases decided, for this has been done before. The judgment sits, the books are opened, and it is revealed that every man receives according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or evil. Crowd all the good works possible into your life. Jesus is rich in grace. Draw, constantly draw from him, for you may have rich supplies. The demon of heresy has mapped out the world, and has resolved to possess it as his kingdom. Those who are in his army are numerous. They are disguised, and are subtle and persevering. They resist every divine influence, and employ every instrumentality in order to compass the ruin of even one soul. They possess a zeal, tact, an ability that is marvelous, and press their way into every new opening where the standard of truth is uplifted. What will the laborers together with God do? Wherein lies their ability and efficiency? Those who are workers together with God will work in Christ's lines. Imbued with the Spirit of Christ, they will rise to their true dignity and responsibility. The church is not to fold her hands in security and say, I am rich, and increased in goods, and in need of nothing. The followers of Christ are not to trust to past experience, and fail to go on to perfection. In so doing, the church will meet with defeat and ruin. Upon what shall she depend? Wholly and entirely upon God. To Edson and Emma White.